I'm Jay DeVolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning in to FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled, What is Compound Interest? Well, I always like to start with the facts. So let's look at Investopedia.com's definition of compound interest, which is interest calculated on the initial principal and also on the accumulated interest of the previous periods of a deposit or loan. Compound interest can be thought of as interest on interest and will make a deposit or loan grow at a faster rate than simple interest, which is interest calculated only on the principal amount. Therefore, compound interest can work for you or against you. With respect to debt, it clearly works against you. And with respect to savings, it clearly works in your favor. Compounding interest is really the most typical way interest is calculated by banks against your loans, whether those loans are mortgages, student loans, car loans, or credit cards. What that really means is that on any debt you have that interest compounds, whatever interest accrues on the unpaid balance that isn't paid prior to the next billing cycle becomes part of the principal. Then the following month, the interest is accruing on that now bigger principal, and so on and so on. It's easy to see that if you fall behind on paying a bill or loan, that the principal can continue to grow exponentially, making it harder and harder to dig yourself out of it. Let's look at a credit card illustration of this principle. Okay, let's suppose you have a credit card with a zero balance today, and you go to the store and charge $100 to pay for some new clothes. Now the terms of the credit card are that the interest rate on the cost of the purchase is 9.8% interest, and that it compounds monthly, and that the bill is due, also known as the billing cycle, in 30 days. For ease of illustration, let's say that no payment is made during the first 30 days on this initial purchase of $100. During that 30 days, approximately $8 accrues in interest. So, on day 31, the balance is $108. Interest begins accruing on the new balance, and by the time the next payment is due, if you haven't paid anything, the balance is $116. Do you see how that can become an avalanche of interest that starts to weigh you down? An easy way to see this is to check out a compound interest calculator on the internet. Another way to see this in practice is through a loan. Let's say a student loan, for instance. With respect to a loan, the principal is a fixed amount on day one, and the interest is accruing on day one. So by the time the first payment is due, the amount you pay is used partially to pay principal, and the other portion is used to pay the accrued interest. If you secure a loan for a car, an education, or a house, for instance, you should be supplied with what's called an amortization schedule, which shows how much of your payment each month is used to pay principal and how much is used to pay interest. That is, if you make the required payment in full and on time. If you have a particular debt or loan balance and don't know what you are paying each month in interest or how long it will take to pay off the debt, you can see it on an amortization calculator, which can be found online. Enough of the bad news. Now for some good news. Compound interest, or compounding of gains on investments, works the same way, just in your favor. Again, as a simple illustration, let's say you have $1,000 in a savings account, and that savings is accruing at 1% interest compounded every 30 days. At the end of the year, your $1,000 earns $10 in interest. To that end, you now have $1,010 as principal. Once again, look at a compound interest calculator on the internet to see how much your money will grow over time given a certain principal amount and a certain interest rate. My example is using interest on a savings account, but you can also consider it the same way with respect to putting your money into an investment vehicle, like a stock or mutual fund. The difference with an investment is that in any given cycle, daily, monthly, or quarterly, the investment may decrease in value, but Principles of Investing is for a different podcast or can be learned by reading a book or article on the subject. Just for information, I thought it worthwhile to describe what the daily compound interest formula is, since compounding is what many banks use for determining the interest you pay on a loan. You may want to write this down to be able to refer to it later. Daily compound interest equals the number of days in a cycle times the principal amount times the interest factor. Now, the interest factor is the interest rate as a decimal, which means whatever the interest rate is, divide it by 100, then divided by 365.25. So, in summary, make sure you know what interest rate you are paying on any loan or credit card you have, and keep track of it to make sure your payments are applied properly to principal and interest. With respect to loans and credit card payments, 1. Don't pay attention to payment holidays because interest will still accrue. 2. Stay away from repayment plans that are interest only because you are never actually paying off the principal. And 3. Don't make future interest payments because if you have the money, you should instead pay extra toward reducing the principal. Quite often, there is a section on the payment coupon to delineate to what extra funds will be applied. With respect to savings, remember that the more you save each week and each month, compounding works in your favor because the principal amount saved increases all the more with compounding interest. That concludes this edition of the FrugalCenter.com podcast series, What is Compound Interest? Thank you for checking us out.